It's time for My Morning Mixtape on 95BFM.
Yes, it is. Up in the studio, we have Tay, recently off the release of an extended EP, which we decided we'd call it, called The Alone One, which came out a couple weeks ago. She's up and she's going to be playing a show this weekend, but she's here to share some songs with us. How are you doing today?
Yeah, good, thank you. Very good.
How did you pick it? So you've chosen three songs.
Yes.
Like we do every week. How have you chosen these ones? Is it an overlying theme or anything like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, well, it was a tough process, but came down to my three. Basically, I just thought about, I suppose, what has inspired me over the years, why I got into music in the first place, why I decided to produce, and, yeah, where I'm going. So I sort of, yeah, want to create some sort of story with that.
That's nice.
Yeah.
This first one that you've chosen, it's a popular artist. lots of people are not actually familiar with this record and their
right.
kind of, but how did you pick this one out?
Well, so it's Frank Ocean, Pilot Jones. Frank Ocean I discovered when I was in high school, and I think he was kind of the soundtrack to everyone's lives back then, you know. Super Rich Kids was just like our anthem.
It Party was track.
Yeah. Exactly. I think he's just one of those artists that really defined a moment in my life, that moment now defines me as a person. So I think he is very pivotal to me very important.
And he's great. And I think a lot of people have like a nice connection with his music.
Totally,
where
yeah.
it's like very influential on who they are
exactly.
as a person. And also in your case, the music side of it as well.
Exactly,
which is nice.
Yeah. I think that a lot of people can relate to my, yeah, how I feel about him. And yeah.
Awesome. Well, let's give it a listen.
Sweet.
The only thing we share is the refrigerator. Ice cold, baby, I told you, I'm ice cold.
Ice cold.
You out here flying high. Go ahead, fly that thing. High. High. But fly alone.
You always smoking in the house. What if my mother comes over? You can't get up and get a job, 'cause this little hustle's getting you by. You're the dealer and the stoner with the sweetest kiss. I knew what I was on. I had a Pilot Jones.
What you know about him?
She took me high.
Oh, did she now?
Then she took me home.
Talking about
Pilot Jones, Pilot Jones. Tonight she came stumbling across my lawn again. Just don't know why I keep on trying to keep a grown woman sober. See there you go, reaching up your blouse. And no, I don't want a child, but I ain't been touching a while. By the dealer and the stoner, with the sweetest kiss I've ever known.
I knew what I was ever known.
I had a Pilot Jones.
What you know about that?
She took me
high. Oh, did she now?
Then she took me home.
Talking about
Pilot Jones, Pilot Jones. In the sky above. Yes. I saw the sky, I've never seen before, yeah. Thought I was above, yeah. Above the sin. So many ways. But if I got a condo on a cloud, then I guess you would stay at my place. Ooh, you won. I need ya.
What's this next one that you've chosen?
So the next one that I've chosen is by an artist that I'm not sure if many people will know of her. If they do know of her, then they'll probably most likely know of her pop music catalog, very pop R&B catalog, which is, of course, Tinashe. Tinashe is a really important artist to me. I think that she is very highly underrated as a female who produces, sings and records herself, she was actually the reason why I started producing music myself. When I found out through my friend Abdullah, hi Abdullah, I know he's listening in, that yeah, she produced everything herself and she was making it basically like these really dope, dope beats just from her bedroom. And I was like, you can do that? You can do that? And then I was like, I need to go on YouTube and like find out how this works.
Well, I'm not familiar with her, so I'm curious about listening to this one.
Yeah, I mean, she is really, she's really amazing to me. Just her lyrical work, her production is just, it's so, I don't know the word for it. It's just so different. Like, she describes herself as very genreless, and I fully understand what that means now where I am.
Because you were saying that she's got quite a deep discography.
Yeah.
Does it vary from the pop music that she
It does, more- yeah, yeah. So, like, I mean, she's got some great pop tunes that have had a lot of play, you know, like collaborations with Chris Brown and French Montana and, like, all these huge rap artists. Then she has this discography of, like, I don't even know how many mixtapes she has in total, but she has at least 4 or 5. And I have all of them on MP3. And she was doing this from the age of like 17, you know, all up until she was signed with Sony and she was given this huge deal and then basically was churned into like a, you know, she was molded into this pop star image thing and that didn't really work out for her. But she does have this amazing discography that I think everyone has to listen to because it's really, I can't explain it. It's amazing, especially if you're a woman as well. Like, I think you'd be able to relate to a lot of what she does.
How far back is this track that you've chosen?
This track? Oh, okay. So I found this track when I was 18, and it's actually quite important because she has a line in it where she says, like, it's like something about, like, it's hard when you're going through it at 22, and I'm turning 22 in a week. Mm. And so it's really crazy actually looking back now. When I first found the track and I was 18 and she kind of was so huge in getting me into making my own music and being 22 now and listening to the track again, it's just like, it's like a like full circle moment. And I'm like, oh my God, like I fully understand what she's talking about in the track. And yeah, it's just, yeah, the relation, like, yeah, relativity of it all is amazing. Yeah.
Awesome. Let's give it a listen. What was the name of the track
then? Just The Way I Like You, and it has an amazing guitar solo.
Sometimes I think I'm missing out on things I'm supposed to go through. Guess the sacrifice is when you try to go at 22. I'm so focused, I'm so focused, I'm focused. Maybe that's a mistake, maybe it's a blessing. Now here are snakes in my time.
I'm definitely going to go back and give her a listen.
Yeah, definitely. Please do.
You were saying that it was like the kind of thing of if it got released now, it would draw in such
totally.
A larger audience.
Yeah, well, you think she's on like that kind of track is on par with it. Any Georgia Smith, Carly Uchez of the world. It just happened to be released before streaming was a big deal. So, yeah, please do go and find that project if anyone who's listening wants to. It's called Amethyst by Tinashe. It's a really great mixtape. It's amazing.
We'll include it in the track list.
Awesome. Yeah.
So everybody can go there and if they need to. All right. So you're playing a show this sure. weekend. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes. So I'm playing a show. I'll be playing with Mapili, Lion Dixon, and Friends of All the World at Portland Public House. So that's a bunch of grow room people, the Bradders. So yeah. That's Friday, October 5th. We officially sort of go on around 10 p.m.
Cool.
I think they've got like eats and stuff until 10. So
awesome. And yeah. It's free, right?
Yes, it's
I heard
free.
That it was free.
Yes.
I just thought that I'd clarify
yes,
that.
Yes, come through and just, yeah.
Great. It's always nice when there's always a free gig and it has an amazing lineup.
Oh, totally.
And
yeah.
it makes it like because you guys deserve the money from the $10 entry or whatever, but it's now you can see all of you for free.
It's awesome. Yeah, yeah. And like, yeah, all of us are really great. I'm a huge fan of everyone that's on the lineup.
That Mapili new record is amazing.
Yep. Black Sheep, right?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, yeah. I've listened
so
to that one
good.
A few times since it came
so
out.
So good.
Very, very happy with that one. And I'm very excited to
yeah.
see him play.
Me
this
too.
As well.
I'm very excited too.
Awesome. So you have one more track to tell us
yes.
about. What is it?
So the last track that I have for everyone, it's Bart Simpson by Princess Nokia. And I chose this track because I think Princess Nokia is just this like amazing voice for women going forward in the music industry. She recently did an interview with Genius, this video up on YouTube, and just, yeah, the insight into the industry, into women in hip-hop and R&B, into being unique and just doing what you want to do because it's true to you. I just love that message, and it's what I want to take forward, going forward with my music as well, just experimenting and going back to those roots of, like, why did I first do this? You know, like, oh yeah, that's right, because I heard Frank Ocean and I heard him do so many weird, crazy things in his tracks and I wanted to do that. That's why I did this, you know? So yeah, I think she reminds us all of that. And I think this track, I love this track so much. It's,
awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thanks
awesome.
For coming up. It's
Thank
great
you
having
so much.
You up.
Yeah.
I'm happy that you've chosen such amazing tracks and you've given me a lot to go and listen to now.
Yeah,
I'm
definitely.
Very excited
Thank
to
you.
Go listen to Tinashe. Because I loved that track
yeah.
a lot. And,
awesome.
And these are the two I was familiar with, but.
Yeah. Awesome.
Rotten apple to the core. Damn, I've been the fuck up getting picked for last in gym. I can't even do a layup. Writing on my sneakers, being sneaky with my teacher. Smoking weed under the bleachers, cutting out and gluing pictures. Carrying my CD player, sucking on an hour later. Sour apple was the flavor. Scribbling out doo-doo paper, trying hard to pay attention. But I had no real direction, so I say, yo, fuck this lesson. Sparked me, my back is stressing. Who I am and where I'm headed. Cutting school and acting crazy. Forced a kid and got me crazy. Living with a crazy lady. Every day I'm always late, puffing on a Skippy J. Staying in my grandma's house was wasn't even far away, but I guess that's what I do, making life more difficult for me and you. Bart Simpson with the shits. I Carumba man, you could go and suck my dick. Skating down the street, being mischievous as shit. This is as good as good day. Always cheat on your test. Don't you be like the rest. I ain't no teacher's pet. Oh, lie, 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 lie. If that don't work, then deny, deny, deny. Looking to my future was like looking at the sky. Inner city orphan with my hand in apple pie. A liar, a schemer, a cheater, I do it all. I used to switch schools, each coming full. I skipped all my classes and still managed to pass them all. Reading comics in Forbidden Planet. I go home to a place of fantasy outside my own.
Always been a loner, never had a solid home. I really like Marvel cause characters look just like me. And women don't have roles that make them look too sexually. I lie a lot from getting beaten. Put off food, I'm not eating. Eczema so bad I'm bleeding. But I smile and keep it cheesing. A nerdy girl with nymphomanic tendencies. Everyone's offended, but nobody here offended me. 90s mommy dressing like Aaliyah, quite apparently. I'm heavy with the theory, I move with the groove. I'm black like Shaolin, I tame with the Wu. Africa my guy with the Bantu do. I'm stupid, fucking crazy, nuts loose like a screw. See, I know my money got raised by the Jews. I'm a New York Puerto Rican, like a rough kind of dude. I'ma hit the barrio and eat some Spanish food. And sit in Central Park, I'm in a New York mood. Bar Simpson with the shits. I corrupt a man, you could go and suck my dick. Skating down the street, being mischievous as shit. This is as good as gon' get. Always cheat on your test. Don't you be like the rest. I ain't no teacher's pet. Whoa.
Because it feels good to be alive, and I want you to feel the same way. So you know what? Just let me gas you up for a minute. Let me let you know that I know your situation is tough, but you're tougher, though. You feel me? That's bullshit, and you a big fucking giant. You hear me out in there?
To blame, they're all the same. All that you say isn't your name. I've never been my own. I belong to my sad thoughts. At least I've never been alone. Got me in my zone.
I've been talking to the ceiling lately. It's been dark, but I've been dreaming. Baby, false illusion. Claim me, maybe I've been talking to the ceiling lately.
Step into my mind just a minute. Welcome home, hold the door, sit back, recline till I'm finished. Untangle thoughts like Rapunzel in her tower. Combing through my brains, trying to find a superpower. Can't see the struggle till it's written on my face. And can't understand till it's their baby's hand. Guess it's just a fact of living in the human race. Gotta keep that steady pace, showing them our happy taste.
And no, I've never been my own. I belong to my sad thoughts. At least I've never been alone. Got me in my zone. I've been talking to the ceiling lately. It's been dark, but I've been dreaming. Baby, false illusions claim me. Maybe I've been talking to the ceiling lately.
Yeah. Nobody seems to feel it like I do. See the truth in what is real like I do. And maybe it's some bullshit voodoo, but I know that what I do has consequences. Like false pretenses, like singing songs about my mental state and telling them they're wrong when what they say is just motherfucking clickbait. Like arguing with oppressors when I'm just looking in the mirror. Talk to me in tongues I used to understand much clearer.
And no, I've never been my own. I belong to my sad thoughts. At least I've never been alone. Got me in my zone. I've been talking to the ceiling lately. It's been dark, but I've been dreaming. Baby, false illusions claim me. Maybe I've been talking to the ceiling lately. Been talking to the ceiling.
what's in your head.
Keep being that great person that you are. Don't let nobody take your spirit.
That was My Morning Mixtape on 95 BFM.